It's another day of unhealthy to very unhealthy air in the Bay Area. Air quality readings are currently anywhere from 150 to 215, according to government's AirNow website. These conditions are likely to stay with us through the weekend and even on into next week. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Brett Singer, indoor air quality expert and leader of the Indoor Environment Group at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. Dr. Singer, thanks for your time this morning. You know, earlier we were talking about one of our employees here at KCBS who did an air purifier hack. When it comes to these room air purifiers, are they worth it, and are all of them created equal?
They're definitely worth it. Many of them are very good. They're certainly not all created equal. It's very important to make sure that you get one that is sized for the space that you're in. If it's too small, it might not do much good. And there's a group called the Association for Home Appliance Manufacturers, AHAM. And they have a website where they actually provide certified ratings for these air cleaners so you can back up the claims that you might see in their advertising materials. And if you buy one that has a clean air delivery rate that's for the size of room that you want to put it in, then that's helpful. And also, they work better in closed rooms. So if you would just put one in the middle of your giant living room and it's an open floor plan house, it probably won't be very effective. But if you put it inside your bedroom, for example, or your child's bedroom, it'll do a lot more good.
Let me ask you about these whole house air filters. Some people have systems called electrostatic filters that work when the furnace works. Do those do any good with this kind of air pollution?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, if you have a modern, any kind of modern system, then by operating, your whole house furnace or air conditioner is designed to move air around your whole house, and there's a filter in place there. A lot of people will have kind of an okay filter that's designed to actually keep the furnace clean or the air conditioner clean, but you can get a better filter. What you want to look for is there's different ratings. There's one called MERV, so you want to get something that's a MERV 12 or MERV 13 or better. On our website at LBL, we have tips with all this information. You can check it out. Also, if there's an FPR rating in one of them, so FPR 9 or 10 or an MPR greater than 2,000, basically you want to buy the best filter you can buy within whatever company or rating you can find.
Can you slap a new, better filter on an old furnace and get good results?
You can. One thing to be a little cautious of is that old furnaces with the ductwork and sometimes even new ones, the ducts can leak. So if you have a really crappy filter, then it might not work so well, and you actually bring more outdoor air into your house by operating your furnace. But if you put a pretty good or a better filter, even your old furnace will actually help you clean your air.
Let's talk a little bit about the seals around. I mean, is this stuff so pervasive that you have to worry even more about weather stripping, or if you bring the numbers down some, have you done some good?
Oh, you've definitely done some good. You always want to just do what you can do. So stay inside, close the windows. If you have a fireplace damper, make sure to close that. And on the furnace, a very important point, a lot of furnaces, and certainly anything modern, will have a fan mode. So you don't actually have to operate the heat or the air conditioning. You can just circulate the fan. It'll say fan only or fan on. So you find the setting, and if you can't figure that out, ask a friend or go online and make sure you turn the fan on. Just leave the fan on continuously to get that filtration.
Thanks for your time this morning, Dr. Brett Singer, an indoor air quality expert, leader of the Indoor Environment Group at the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.